Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden chose California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate Tuesday, making her the first black woman and the first person of Indian descent to be nominated for a major party's ticket. In his tweeted announcement, Biden called Harris, in his words, a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants. Harris, the 55-year-old daughter of an Indian mother and a Jamaican father, was one of nearly two dozen presidential candidates who challenged Biden for the 2020 Democratic nomination. Social media sites are already full of excitement from many Democrats over the Biden-Harris ticket, including a tweet from former President Barack Obama, who wrote, "This is a good day for our country. Now let's go win this thing." Harris will formally accept the vice presidential nomination at the Democratic National Convention next Wednesday. U.S. President Donald Trump announced an agreement between the federal government and an American biotechnology company to manufacture and deliver 100 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The company, Moderna, is to manufacture the vaccine doses while clinical trials are underway. Trump told reporters at the White House Tuesday the federal government will own these vaccine doses. Three vaccine candidates in the United States are in the final stage of human trials. The president said the nation is on track to produce 100 million doses as soon as the vaccine is approved. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is